This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Viglund.
Okay, raise your hand if you like going to the doctor's office. Right, thought so. Not the most comfortable place to spend your time. You're sick, you're worried about what's wrong, and you're probably covered up by what amounts to a few pieces of toilet paper. Most of us just want to get out of there as fast as possible. But when the news isn't good, there are tough choices to be made about treatment and the cost of your options. Peter Ubel says better communication can save you money on your medical bills if you ask the right questions. He's a physician and behavioral scientist at Duke University, also the author of Critical Decisions, How You and Your Doctor Can Make the Right Medical Choices Together. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Why is it so difficult for us to talk with our doctors about everything from diagnosis to treatment?
Oh, imagine yourself half naked on an exam room table. A person with a stethoscope has just given you maybe bad news. You're scared, you're confused, and now you're supposed to be an equal partner in the decisions? That's
right.
Not easy to do.
And when the idea of money comes into that equation, it's even harder because there you are, as you said, half naked. Perhaps you've gotten some bad news and you've got to make a decision. And on top of that, you got to figure out, you know, what's best for your wallet.
Oh, and I often think that's not at all what's on people's minds. Because you're thinking about your health. And then you, even if money does come up, I bet most people are wondering, is it even appropriate for me to mention that?
And is it?
Oh, it's absolutely appropriate. The right medical, say, treatment depends on the pros and cons of your alternatives. And one of those is how much it costs. And there are people with cancer diagnoses right now undergoing treatment who are experiencing not only side effects from their medication, but financial toxicity from their medication. It's so hard to pay for the medicines, they're having to decide what corners to cut in the rest of their lives.
But I think what always goes through your head is, you know what, when we're talking about my life, money should not be an object.
But money is part of our lives, as your show has demonstrated many times.
Yeah.
And often there are alternatives out there, and you need to know what those alternatives are. Maybe there is no other good alternative, and you're going to have to decide to find a way to find the money. But I think your best bet is to first find out what your alternatives are. If you don't have to leap into a decision, just say, well, what are my other alternatives, just so I know? And then try to just get a general sense. Is the alternative a generic? Yeah, it's a pretty good bet that's going to be a lot less expensive than a trade drug. If the alternative is watchful waiting rather than plunging into an aggressive treatment, that's almost certainly going to be a lot less expensive.
That's really kind of, I think, a shift in thinking when you're in there with the doctor who has multiple degrees, has a nice white coat on, and I think there's just a lot of deference given to them. And it's very hard to say, well, can you give me some other options even though you think this is best?
I'll tell you, when a patient comes up to me and says, I'm struggling, look how expensive this medicine is, I'm grateful to them. I know more about what's going on in their lives than I knew 2 minutes ago. I'll start realizing that there were alternatives I hadn't considered. And so that's a favor to your doctor to communicate. We can't read our patients' minds, so you have to tell us what you're thinking and feeling.
What's the most effective way to advocate for yourself? You know, it sounds really easy, just talk to your doctor, but for some reason, that's not easy for us.
It really is hard. It's hard to talk about money in all kinds of aspects of our lives. When our own health is at risk and we're trying to remain a trusting relationship with our doctor, that's even harder. I think just remember, you deserve time. And your doctor may send signals that she's rushed and ready to get on to the next patient, but you deserve your doctor's time. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Bring someone to your appointments when you have important decisions to make. Maybe somebody who's willing to step in is a little less shy than you are. Someone at the minimum who can take notes, but maybe someone who can act as your advocate.
And that's particularly important, I can say from experience, when you're dealing with bad news, because you're going to leave that room and not remember anything that was said.
Oh, yeah. I think once someone gives you that bad news, they tell you, say, that you have cancer, the rest of the conversation is blah, 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 cancer. So I think you don't even have to have it doesn't have to be a close friend or a loved one that comes in with you. Sometimes a more objective person, someone you just trust and respect, can come in. There are programs in the country, and they're starting to become more common, where they're just having decision coaches sit in the rooms with patients when they meet with their doctors.
A decision coach? Huh.
Yeah. Find out if your healthcare if your hospital or the healthcare clinic you go to have decision coaches. If they don't, tell them if they want to keep you there as a customer for a long period of time, they should start getting a program.
Dr. Peter Ubel is a physician, a behavioral scientist, and bioethicist at Duke University. He's also the author of Critical Decisions, How You and Your Doctor Can Make the Right Medical Choices Together. Together being the operative word here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot.